fucking out of time. Right. I'm not sure I'd have the same energy if the face-off was at 7:10 a.m.
That's pretty early. Yeah.
Nah, I probably
you get it for games.
I'm not a morning person, though.
All right, we're giving away something.
What's that?
The ESPN Films 30 for 30 set, celebrating the 5th year anniversary with a 100-film Ultimate Collector's DVD set, and contains all the films in the series.
So is this 100 discs?
Yeah, 100 discs. Well, it's 100 films.
So how many per disc? I need to know, because that's a lot of space.
All right, so it includes the 30 for 30 soccer story, shorts, and more. It's packaged in a collectible metal sports locker.
Oh, metal is
And this
heavier.
Set also includes the 30 for 30 t-shirt, hat, a limited edition book, and poster. So get your copy today, available exclusively at Groupon.com. We love these films, and that's why we're giving this away. Be listening throughout the next 40 minutes for a three-word phrase. When you hear the third word, text the whole phrase to 44202 for your chance to win an ESPN 30 for 30 Ultimate Collector's DVD set. And the first word of today's phrase is speak.
Speak.
And when you hear this phrase, this is leading me right into what we're talking about. It's time to do some truth-telling, everybody.
Yeah.
And it's something that Don and I have spoken about a lot. And people have said, you know, well, you really shouldn't address it. But today it really came to a head because a couple of people called me up. And now, a lot of people are giving Mike Francesa grief today because he interviewed Alex Rodriguez and Alex lied to him. And I think that's ridiculous. You get the interview. You ask him the questions, which he did. And you could say that you can't force a guy to tell you the truth, whatever the case may be. But another friend of mine said that somebody called in and said, you know, that A-Rod interview probably cost you the simulcast on Yes. And Francesa said, no, that's not the truth. They wanted a show where they could control the editorial, and I wasn't going to give them that. Well, I don't know how to say this without just being blunt. Mike's a liar, okay? Nobody controls this show but me and Don. That's it. That's it. We have never, ever, ever been called by anybody at Yes and critiqued on what we said or how we said it and the truth of what we said. Now, let me take that back. Let me take that back, Don. I was called once. The first show, when I dumped the Diet Coke in the garbage can, and my boss at Yes, who's been criticized for making that move, yelled at me, said, "That's you're too classy to do that." That's the only time that anything ever on this show, John Filippelli called me up and was angry with me about. So to say that they wanted editorial control, you're lying, okay? You're trying to soften the blow that you got taken off a great network, and you're trying to say that we are a house organ. Sorry, you're wrong. You're wrong. They took you off of Yes for two reasons. Number one, over the years you ended up earning a lot of money, which you earned, and they were losing money on the show. Number two, okay? It's obviously the proper decision to have been made because our ratings are better than your ratings were when you were on Yes. And I'm going to give you a number three. Maybe they didn't want to broadcast a show where somebody was falling asleep on the air. That doesn't make great television. So don't you dare impugn my integrity and my reputation by telling people that the only reason that this show's on the air is because we are told what to say and what not to say. One more time, if you say that, I need proof. And you can't give me proof because you're lying. Period. I don't want to get into a hissing war with you. I know the whole number one. I get it. But the bottom line is don't lie about me. Don't lie about this guy. Proof positive. Opening day of this year, what did you wear on the air?
Wore a Met hat.
How long?
All day.
Did anybody tell you anything?
Not a soul.
You think that pleased the Yankees that he wore a Yankee hat on, a Met hat on the Yes Network?
It was my avatar on Twitter and is still my Facebook page.
And he comes on and says he doesn't like the Yankees. He roots against them.
Say it all the time.
This is a show that they control the editorial. Again, Mike, you're lying. You're trying to cover your backside while you were taken off the simulcast. I told you why. It has nothing about state-run radio. I take a lot of stances against the Yankees.
A lot.
Stances that they don't like. Nobody tells us what to do. And when we accepted this show and ESPN and Yes negotiated, it was made very clear nobody could tell them what to say. And it was agreed upon. So for you to put that information out, it's misinformation. And I don't know why you're doing it. You're a successful guy. You have the number one sports talk show in the country, although we're closing fast. And you're making up lies why this show is on Yes. This show's on Yes because it's better than yours. It's a better visual show, too, and the ratings prove it. So please stop. Stop the nonsense about they wanted something where they control the editorial. It's a filthy, downright lie. Nobody controls the editorial except for these two guys. Get it? Understand? And stop it. Because now you're playing with my integrity, my reputation, and I'm not taking it anymore. And I've been told by a lot of people, let it go. You're above that. No, I'm not above that. I'll get in the mud and fight with you because you're lying about me. You're off the air for whatever reason you want to come up with. But I want proof. I want you to give me proof. I want you to give it on your show between naps. When exactly we ever said anything that was editorially controlled by the Yankees or by Yes? Tell me when. Tell me one instance. I need proof. And I don't think you could do it because you're lying.
I'll tell you what ticks me off too, Michael, is 13 years we've been doing the show together, and you're the voice of a team, and yet have to analyze and dissect and talk about that team. And you've been critical of the team, and you've ripped the team, and you've said some things that have been against what the team has because you have to do a talk show. And nobody has ever kicked back and said anything on the Yes Network. And I've said I'm no Yankee fan, and I wear the hat. But I didn't want the silence when all the critics are saying on how the only reason we're on the Yes Network is because you're the Yankee announcer and we're a bunch of Yes guys, when it's not true. And I didn't want the silence to be out there because the silence is almost an admission of the truth.
Right.
And I did not want that to be out there. You did not want that to be out there. No one at the Yes Network has ever told me, oh, you got to sub to the Yankees. Don't be a Met fan anymore. No. The show for what it is, and that's why I appreciate it, have so much respect for it, and I'm proud of what we were able to do, and I'm proud that they never got in our ear and told us what to say and do, and it really bothered me that perception was out there.
And the Alex Rodriguez thing, he's telling the truth, had nothing to do with that, because that show was long gone off Yes before the Alex Rodriguez thing ever took place. So please, whatever you want to make up, don't bring my name into it. Don't bring his name into it. This show's on the air on its merits. The ratings prove that on the television side. Our ratings are better than yours were at the same time this year on Yes and since we took over. So obviously they picked the better show. Not because they can control it editorial. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. And just because you sit on your high horse and you think you can say anything and have people believe you, no, I'm not going to let that happen anymore. My silence is not going to be an admission because there is no admission. What you're saying is a lie. You are lying, okay? That is not why the show's on the air. And I want you to quote somebody who tells you that that show is on it. Use a name, don't say sources, and give me an exact couple of stories where we actually told or said something that the Yankees told us to say. You can't because it's a lie. And I'm not going to waste everybody's time, but I do want it out there. I'm not going to sit back and let this guy bloviate over and over and over again about something that's not the truth about me. Because my integrity is pretty important to me, and I don't lay down for somebody in order to get an interview with that person. We got scooped on the Alex Rodriguez interview. And you know why Alex went to Mike? Because Mike was supporting Alex the entire way, saying Major League Baseball was going out of its way to crucify Alex. He ripped the Yankees, too, about it. That's why Alex got there, because Alex had a nice soft landing, which he wasn't going to get here. I don't blame Alex. I don't blame Mike. I don't blame Mike for doing the interview. I don't blame Alex for lying. And I'm not saying it's Mike's fault that Alex lied. But what I get angry about is when somebody impugns my integrity and my ethics and what I'm about in my career. Because I could point chapter and verse times that you lay down for people that you're friends with other teams. So don't tell me that this is state-run radio. Not going to put up with it anymore. So you can take a walk with your attitude, with your bloviating. Keep my name out of your mouth because I'm sick and tired of it. I don't deserve it. I don't treat you like that. And you shouldn't treat other people like that. And maybe the way you treat people is another reason why Yes decided to kick your butt to the curb. We'll be back.
If you have Medicare Part D, you could be at the corner of, I'm throwing away money, and I had no idea. Well, Walgreens has your...